I generally can't stand the type of academics that cocoon themselves in ink paper and another planet. I'm talking specifically about the women's studies department that I studied in at my time at university. The department consisted mostly of a very large, loud group of self-proclaimed progressive lesbians. And they actually had a club called Labia. I'm not joking. And you know, actually, I'm not somebody who judges anyone. So I actually began to be friends with quite a few of them. I hadn't really realized at that point the depths of hatred that these women were capable of. But then again, I was young. So my friendship with one of them expired when she cornered me after class and told me that I was being a slave to the patriarchy and that I needed to break up with my boyfriend in order to hang out with us womenin. Wait, should I say womeninininminim? You know, the matter is I told her to go fuck off. And, you know, as a matter of fact, that same boyfriend is my husband of many years this year. So, you know, she can fuck off again. She can fuck off a third time for all I care. In fact, she can fuck off 27 times and I'll kick her in the balls. She doesn't have any. I'm sure I can find them. Anyway, back to the subject. This particular semester, and this is before all this drama with them happened, I was still starry-eyed and I wanted to make a difference and I wanted to help other women because, you know, I just did. And there were a few rapes on campus and it got a lot of press and this particular women's group, you know, were really talking about it and they wanted to do a Take Back the Night and they wanted to put up posters that, you know, declared, I guess, the evils of men. So, you know, me not realizing the hatred bit, I went to the Women's Concerns house and I went to a meeting and I was all excited and I said, hey guys, in addition to everything else that you're planning, I'm actually a martial arts instructor. I've studied with the Pittsburgh police and actually I was part of the academy that taught the seminars. I actually taught seminars to the police. So why don't I go ahead and bring my talent here and I do a self-defense class for free for any woman that wants to show up and I'll just do as many classes as I have time to do. I'd love to do it, you know, great. The evil, venomous, nasty looks that I got from everyone around the table, I remember to this day. I remember, you know, at that moment, I didn't just feel like bad, I felt like subhuman bad. Because I didn't expect it, you know, I had heard all of this propaganda about sisterhood is powerful. Well, you know, next time somebody says sisterhood is powerful, look at this. Look what happened here. Sisterhood is not powerful. Really, one actually was actually kind of friendly with me, and she quipped that perhaps I could follow her around and be her bodyguard. That was as far as I got. I don't know if I came back to the meeting after that, or maybe I came back for one meeting and then left. I clearly wasn't welcome there. It was major cold shoulder. You know, how dare I be different? How dare I talk about self-defense? How dare I not wear sandals and listen to folk music like them? Because I wore combat boots and I listen to metal. I mean, that's just my thing. I don't judge them, but I guess they felt the need to judge me. And at that point, I realized, or at least I thought at the time, that people are hopeless. You can't help anybody that doesn't want to be helped. And you have men that have problems with women, and then you have women that have problems with men, but they also oppress other women. So where are we getting here? We're getting nowhere. I mean, nothing good comes from hatred. And nothing is so simple as that. So that's what just gets me. You know, you have women that complain, you know, take back the night. You know, us people assault me and it shouldn't happen. You evil men, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, they shoot the mouth off, but none of them want to do martial arts. You know? What are we training? What are we training our women to do in our culture? You have people who don't want to be assaulted, but yet they find it vulgar to take a self-defense class. There's a problem here.